In 2016, then-Governor Rick Snyder signed the controversial Read by Grade 3 bill into law. It was meant to improve the reading and writing abilities of third graders in Michigan. But if their scores don't rise, students could be held back. As the law starts to take effect, IPR's Max Johnston reports educators are frustrated with how the state aims to get test scores up.
The second day of class just started at Central Grade School near downtown Traverse City. Teacher Sarah Bajeris, or Mrs. Bajeris in the classroom, has her third graders set some reading goals for the year.
What do you need to do to be a better reader?
Read more and more.
Each student writes their goal on a sticky note and puts it on the board.
I started when I was four.
Bajeris has been teaching grade schoolers for 20 years. She says third grade is key for developing their reading and writing skills.
They've been working on learning how to read for a long time, and now they're making that shift in the third grade of reading to learn, gaining information out of that.
Bajeris' students set reading goals every year, but they're especially important now because this is the first year that the Read by Grade 3 law, also known as the third grade reading law, really goes into effect. Its goal is to improve the reading and writing skills of third graders in Michigan. To do that, the state wants to identify children that are falling behind. Then everyone gets together and hatches a plan to catch them up. That all sounds great, right?
I guess, what do you think of the bill, just overall?
It's tricky.
Under the third grade reading law, the state measures student achievement via the Michigan Student Test of Educational Progress, or MSTEP. Bajeris says she's not necessarily teaching to the test, because uniform standards don't always apply to individual students.
Some kids are poor test takers, some kids wake up and have a bad day. An NWEA score, unfortunately, or an MSTEP score, doesn't always determine the student's true abilities.
Since the third grade reading law passed in 2016, school districts have been getting ready for this year, when the state starts combing over those test scores. Traverse City area public schools hired reading coaches, they trained staff, and tweaked curriculums. It took a lot of time and money to do all that, but
districts have, for the most part, been left to their own devices on what to do.
That's Allison Culver, president of the Traverse City Education Association. She says TCAPS didn't have a roadmap to meet the guidelines of the law, and they weren't given much help along the way.
I'd like to say that there were mandates and there was funding that came along with that. Unfortunately, there really isn't.
And the stakes are high. According to the law, if a student doesn't score at or above their grade level in reading, they run the risk of having to repeat the third grade. Culver says that has educators like herself up in arms.
Through fear, through intimidation, through threats, I think we can safely say that good things aren't going to come of that.
And Governor Gretchen Whitmer doesn't seem to like the third grade reading law either. Here she is in an interview with MLive last March.
I think it's destructive, actually, this policy, and that's why I'm going to do everything I can to support kids so that they're successful and work to get rid of that law.
So why did the law pass? During his 2015 State of the State address, then-Governor Snyder was excited about helping kids read proficiently.
One of the important metrics in someone's life of the river of opportunity is the ability to be proficient reading by third grade. How have we done? We were at 63% in 2010. We're at 70% today, about a 10% improvement. We can't be proud of that, folks.
And educators in TCAPS do say the prep work they put in has worked. Newly trained staff can identify students with reading problems early on, and curriculum changes can keep them from falling behind. Bill DeSessa is a spokesman for the Michigan Department of Education. He says the law isn't perfect, but the Department of Ed has provided some money and trained staff to help school districts out.
The law is the law. It's here. Until that changes, we have to abide by and implement with fidelity and moving forward.
As for the threat of holding students back, DeSessa says only 2-5% of third graders even run that risk. In a statement to IPR, a spokeswoman for Whitmer said that could have a negative impact on kids. Instead, they want to invest more in the classroom. Her budget proposes an increase to school funding by more than $500 million. But as the state fiscal year ends, Governor Whitmer is still deadlocked over the budget with the Republican-led legislature. For Points North, I'm Max Johnston.